All right, good to talk. We're in middle of Shinayin Hey, we're up to Siv Dalid. Basically, just Siv Aleph talks about the column of Sada Siolita, Sada Shena Siolita. And then Siv Gimel talks about where the person was Magala Das afterwards and turns it into a Sada Siolita and Yadi Alo Yaina. We're going to see tonight, we're going to have to revisit these issues, but Siv Dalid talks about a whole new class called Yerid Bishus. Let's see, and we'll flesh it out. Hayerid L'Sada Chever Bishus, if somebody goes down to his friend's field, Bishus, he had the right to do it. Pashas, it means he was instructed to do so. He was told, you know, do me a favor, I need some trees here. And they didn't make up any price. Or he was Magala Das, that he would love if somebody would plant trees. He's chalishing, he's looking for somebody to plant trees in the thing, or plant or make a fence, or whatever it is. He's megadas, that he really wants it. And he's bishos, so he would love people to do it. It's not just that he appreciates it be done. It's like the Gemara says, whoever's going to do it, lo hifsid, lo yafsid, that means he wants it to happen. So, even if the person planted a sada she'ena asuyolita, shaman loy v'yoda alo yoyna, he's going to get yoda alo yoyna. Normally, we said before, ena asuyolita is yoda la tachtoyna. But here, it's a yerid bishus. This is better. I was told to do it. I was instructed to go down. If I was instructed to go down, then it's going to be yoda ala yoyna. What does yoda ala yoyna mean? Shem hoysa haitzah yiseir ala shvach neitel haitzah. If he spent more, if the haitzahis was more than the actual shvach, he's entitled to the haitzahis. He was instructed to do so. He was moitzi mamon al piv. The guy told me to do so. So I was moitzi mamon. I invested these atzois. He told me to do so. The mashvach yiseir al atzah, and the shvach is yes on the atzah. Then neitel hashvach, then he'll get the shvach. Hashpitz yod al yayna. He has the best of both worlds, shvach or atzah, whichever is better for him. Whichever is more, that's what he takes. Either shvach or itzah. That's the sugi of yerid bishus. Now just take it apart. What does it mean, yerid bishus? I told you an example. Yerid bishus means where the person instructed me to go down.
Usually get plus.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Excellent, Shaila. We're going to get to it. Well, excellent. So, normal cases of bishus is that you were actually told by the owner of the field to come down and plant. So you were yoyed, let's take sadech avera bishus. He actually told you to do so. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that it's oy bishus of the Bailim, oy bishus bezdin, or bezdin told you to go down. There are cases, which is not for now, but there are cases if a person is nebuch, he dies and he left over yisoymim, or there are cases where the person was escaped, he had to run away from town and he has his fields are going to be lost, so Bezin is Yared L'Tech Nechosav, and they bring down someone to maintain the fields, plow the fields, plant the fields, whatever it is, until the guy only is able to come back. So there are cases where Bezin becomes gives the guy a dinner Yared B'Shus, he was Yared B'Shus Bezin, so in that case also he'll be a Yad Al Yoyna. Those are a siyolita. Yeah, pashas. I mean, Bez is not going to do something which is in a siyolita. Pashas. Let's say pashas. Sometimes you won't know. Let's say you can go either way. It's 50% for Zroyim, 50% for Ilonis. So it has a halachic classification of ena a siyolita. But Bez has to do something, right? So Bez will bring down the guy and make sure that it's done right. So they'll have to choose something to the best of their ability. And that will also have a din of a yoyed bishus. He's a yoyed bishus Bezdin. There's a Sefer Heintiger who asked, what do you need a mechabit to tell me that if the owner tells me to go down in this field and work the field, he hires me, we don't make up a price, but he tells me to come down, and then you need a mechabit to tell me that yada ala yayna, it's a davar pashut. He hired me. So what else would I think? I would think it's yada al taktayna. What would I think? So if he mutches and he wants to say, ulai the pshat in the mechabit is that the guy told him, please do me a favor, come down. He didn't mention to him which field. He has many fields. He owns many fields. He says, do me a favor, I need a field that's planted with trees. And he doesn't tell him which one. And the Yerid himself chooses field A and comes down and says, Mashbich, that field plants the trees. And that would be the Chiddush of Machaba that even B'chai Gavna, Yoda Allah Yoyna. That's what he says. He's masking it's a deichik and a losh of machabes takatek. It doesn't say anywhere in machabes such halacha. But that's what he says. La daiti is not just a deichik. La daiti, I don't think it's correct. I think that if a person would just tell him, I need a sada to have trees, and I don't tell him which sada, and the guy chooses himself sada A, if the owner later on says, I didn't mean sada A, I meant sada B, how could you say that the guy is the Yer Bershus? He was never told to go down to sada A. And I feel him Tim Tzolemet, the Dabayim later on was made and said, you know what, oh, he's masking that sada A is also good, you can plant the trees in sada A. He doesn't care which sada. But lechatchila, if he didn't tell him, you could choose whichever one you want. If there wasn't such an implication that it's up to the earth to decide. If he just said, you should know, I need a sada planted, and he didn't tell him which one. So even if the Bailam grad is not makbid later on that you did A, but Lamaiz, you can't call it a yoid b'shus, that you were authorized to plant A. You never had such authorization. Veraya, if the guy says, I didn't want A, I want a B, if it's true, he won't be a yadol yoyna. He won't be b'shus. So just grad it now that the Bailam were masking that they would take A as well. I don't know how you could call that a yoid b'shus. Lamaisa Darach Hashulchan, when he brings down this halacha, he taka says, he starts off, upasha tu, that if a guy is a yod b'shus, he'll be yod alayayna. That's how he brings down halacha, it's a pasha, it's taka pasha. And the Chacham, maybe there's no chiddush in this halacha. What's the reason why the Chacham is bringing it down? Maybe the Chacham is bringing it down for hakdama for the next halacha. We're going to see that it's a halacha about a shutif and about a husband. So this is just like a hakdama. First let me establish that if your mamish a yod b'shus, it's yod alayayna. And then we'll establish what to do with the next cases. It could be only hakdama, and the Chacham is pasha. Oh, who said he doesn't get paid? We're going to get to it. That's what he was murdered. Maybe he will. We're going to get to it. I also think it's poshut that Lamashal, in the halacha before, in Siv Beis, we have a whole shayla about saying Lecha Kari Loncha and Siv Gimbal, if you Magaladas, you can't say Akar Loncha. I think it's poshut that Reuven hires Shimon to go down, and Shimon plants trees. Reuven can't say later on, oh, by the way, Akar Loncha, I don't want your trees. Take out your trees. It's too late. What do you mean? You hired me to go and plant the trees. Now you're going to tie it Akar Loncha? That you can't do. So I also think it's poshut. Makar doesn't have to say. The halacha is Yod Aliyanu automatically, because you cannot say Akar Loncha. It's too late. All right, if you have a better teretz, what the Mechaber is saying it, but fine. Maybe later on tonight, you might have a chiddush in the Mechaber based on some of the achrenim. Maisa Shoya Kachoya, yesterday someone calls me up from out of town. Reuven was going away for the weekend, and he has a pet, he has a cat that needs to be fed. So I don't know what he was thinking. I guess he forgot about it. He calls Shimon. He's already out of the city. He calls Shimon, Tumi Atoiva, I need cat food and feed my cat. Where do I get cat food? Oh, there's a dollar store that sells cat food. Okay. Dollar store is 10 miles away. Shimon decided he's not going to the dollar store. It's not happening. So he went to the local convenience store and he bought cat food and he fed the guy, fed the cat. Okay. Comes back and he gives him a bill for the cat. There's such a bill. I buy it by the dollar store. It's much cheaper. I don't know, the difference was like $3 or something. It's much cheaper. So Shaila was, he wanted to know, is he entitled for the higher price of the cat food? Or no, he was told, only instructed to go to the dollar store. That's what he was instructed. Maybe it's only a Maran Balkum on the lock, but that's what he was instructed to do. So maybe, you know, that's all he had the rishus to do. More than that, he's like a yoyj huloy rishus.
$3 a year,
that's what he was trying to argue, that the gears and the time, but he tied it more than that.
I don't see anything, and somebody food.
And so that's what I said. I said that let's say that when he told you to go to a dollar store, there was a hakpada. And Kilu, it wasn't just a Maran Balkum and Yolakum. And Mel, if you didn't go there, it's like he never spoke to you. He doesn't want you. But Lamaisaget, he had, I guess, did he have anyone else to feed the cat? No. He had no one else to feed the cat. The cat would have died. So, and Shimon told me, Lahedya, that there's no way in the world he's traveling 10 miles to buy cat food to feed this guy's cat. It's not happening. So the choice was either a dead cat or a cat that has food, which is a little more expensive. So I feel if the price that he paid for the food was, in other words, it's a sada suyolita, Pasha, that the owner wanted his cat to be fed. It's a suyolita. So if the price that he ended up paying was the normal price to pay, just gradually he could have gotten it cheaper in that dollar store, still, it's a sada suyolita, so you deserve to get itzois and the shvach, you deserve to get that. If you tell me that he ended up paying more than he was supposed to, Let's say you could go to ShopRite. ShopRite's also 10 miles away. He's not going to ShopRite. It's not happening. So, but if it's more, then in Hilchas Asada Siyolita, he wouldn't be entitled to the more, to the higher price. But in this case, there's no brayer. There was no other choice. That means he could have gone far away, but he wasn't going to do that. He is not going far away. So it's either going and paying the higher price to feed the cat, or not feeding the cat at all. I think then it's a suyalita, if those are the only two choices left, then it's a suyalita to buy the more expensive food to be able to feed the cat. So then he'll be entitled for the hitzos that he expends. I mean, it's less than the track. The track is a live cat. So he's certainly entitled to the hitzos of feeding this cat. I think it's partial. Who's never makabel? I don't know if it'll make a difference. He said, the guy told me, go to me, huh? He didn't answer. He didn't accept. You know, he wasn't sure if he was interested in going so far. You know, he said something like, I'll see, you know, something like that. All right. Another Maisa Shoyek Achai, interesting story. Reuven sent John, a guy, a shliach, to go to a builder, Shimon, and build him something on his property. Fine. Kachava, John went and told Shimon, you know, you're supposed to, Reuven wants you to build something on the property, and he built him on the property. After he built him the item, or he planted it on different markets, the truth is different makil, so it's either planting or building. After he did that, after he planted, Reuven said, I'm not paying you for this. So Shimon said, we're not paying me. You instructed me to do it. You sent the shliach, the guy, to tell me to do it. Reuven said, tough, I'm not paying you. You're not a Yerid B'shus. I never told you. The guy told you. I never told you. So you're not a Yerid B'shus. I'm not paying you for this. Take it. I'm not paying you. Yadalach Taktoinim, maybe you'll be a Sadashin Nasi. Granted, the case was a Sadashin Nasi Alita. So I'll give you Yadalach Taktoinim, but I'm not paying you. Zog to Churis Radvaz. And Shimon says, what do you mean? You sent the guy to tell me, so I'm a Yoyed B'shus. And I deserve Schare Mishalim. That's his lie. I deserve full pay. Zog to Chuvis Radvaz, Kray Yedua, that ain't Shlichus La'akum. And the mailer, when Reuven sent the guy, it's nothing. So he sent the guy, it's not Shlichus La'akum. So the guy cannot act on behalf of Reuven. He doesn't have the authority to act on behalf of Reuven. So now Shimon ended up going down by himself unilaterally. So now he's a Yerid L'Toik Sadash O'Chaveroi by a Sadash Ein Asi Yolita, which is Yod Ala Tachtoina. As is Dr. Advaz. He's a Shloi B'Shus. He was never. Reuven never told. Frek the Radvaz. Chotch, we have Edim that he sent the guy as a shliach, and Chotch, the Edis should be able to now know that there was a Gilei Das that he wants it done, so to blive like a Yerid B'shus. So Naniach, there was not a Schiris Pelim done here, because he didn't tell him Lehedya, because the guy doesn't have the authority to tell him, eventually because Lakim, but Chotch, there's a Gilei Das, I want him to come down, so Chotch should be a Gilei Das. So okay. No, that's not going to be a problem. For Gilei Das, we're not mafkin mamin. One. There's not even a Gilei. Oh, 1 second. 100%. Yeah, 1 second. There's not even a Gilei Milsa here. Why? He sent a guy. Why did he send a guy out of Yid for? If he wanted a Gilei Milsa, he should have sent the yin. He sent the guy. There's no Gilei Milsa at all. And Memela, it's Yodol Taktoina. And then there's the Radvaz for his eyes, but you should know, but you should know that we give Reuven a Shvua, we make him make a Shvua, that when he instructed the guy to go down, he really didn't want it to happen. Because if he really meant that Shimon should go down, and he's Moida now, even though it was Beliboy that he meant that. So, but if he now takes a shur, he'll have to take a shur that it's Shloisa Kavanosa. Because if he really meant that Shimon should go down, then yes, then it's as if he gave a shus and have a din of a Yared B'shus.
You mean Shimon or John?
He instructed John to tell Shimon, and Shimon was the one who went down. Right? Shimon went down. So we give him a shur that you really didn't want Shimon to go down. Because if you really want, remember she played a shtickle on Shimon. If you really wanted Shimon to go down, then even if ain't shlichus lakam, and let's say there's no gilei milsa, but lamaisa, you really wanted it, and that's what you meant. I mean, so now it turns into gilei milsa, you enter gilei milsa, whatever, how you touch to advise, but it now is a yerid b'shus, and now you're going to have to pay him. So therefore, we make you make a shvua that you really didn't want it. As is like the Radvaz. Frakta Divrei Malkiel. Divrei Malkiel is in Chelek Dalek Kuf Nun Aleph. Frakta Divrei Malkiel, two kashas. One kasha is, the Radvaz says, there's no shlichas la'akam. So he says like this. Shlichas is when I need him to represent me to have certain authority, to choose which pole to take. I didn't give him the authority to choose which pole to take. It means he wasn't acting on my behalf to get the job done. He was just my postman. He was my Maisa Kaif Bahama. I was sending a message through John to Shimon. I told him, later, go to Shimon and tell Shimon to build my field, to build whatever it was on my field. So he's only a Maisa Kaif Bahama. And he said, by a Maisa Kaif Bahama, you don't need a Din Shlichas. And Bechai Gav Navad is going to work even by a Goy. So what's the Radva saying? So good, there's no Din Shlichas. He's a postman. He brings down the Moshe. I send a get through a meal. So the Paiskim talk about it. I could send a get through meal. It's a Geisha postman who's bringing the get. Doesn't even know he's bringing a get. It's in an envelope. How does it work? He's Mamish a Maisa Kai Vama. It's not a Din Shlichis. Oh, Tumul the Paiskim. But it's not a Din Shlichis. It's a Maisa Kai Vama. So if you're doing that, if it's a Maisa Kai Vama, so then who cares he's a guy? Avada's going to work. So it's, now he's a Yerid Bishus. Shimon was instructed by Reuven through the meal. John instructed. Now we know that Reuven instructed Shimon to go down. The Machane Ephraim and Shluchin Simches and the Nesivis says in two places, Kuf Pei Beis and Sifkotten Beis and Resh Mam and Dal and Sifkotten Aleph, he also says, they both say the same thing, that Shlichus is only when he has to have the authority, when he needs to choose which Baal. But if he's not choosing anything, then it's only a Maisa Kai Baalma, then you don't need the Din Shlichus and Avada works even Aideya Goy. For this Kasha alone, I think we can get out of the Kasha, and that is that it's true that I sent John bedafka to hire Shimon. That's true. But I didn't tell John what price to hire Shimon. So then I did give him authority. I gave him authority to negotiate a price with Shimon. So to the extent he's negotiating that price, he's deciding what he wants with Shimon. So he is a shliach. He is acting on my behalf. He needs authority. Without the authority, he won't be able to close a deal on my behalf. So then there is a pasha of shlichus. It's mavur in the paiskim. The sivus is much like that too. It's mavur in the paiskim that even this ray, that a maisa kei bama doesn't need shlichus, when you choose a person, that's also if you convey a price. If I choose before and I tell John, hire Shimon for $10, you're right. Then John's not just it's like he's a delivery boy. He's just giving over the message. But if I tell Shimon, if I tell John to arrange the price and negotiate the price, then Shimon needs to be a vaylim. He has to decide what price. So then I need a parsha shlichus. If I don't have a parsha shlichus, ain't shlichus lakim. So everything is bought. So that kasha is not such a problem. But the next kasha is a problem. Yub kasha. What's going on? Frekta Divrei Malkiel. We just had halacha gimel. Halacha gimel was mefurish that if a person's megala das, avada that's going to work. Avada, even by sadashin asilita, I'll let the Rav Rishayim him. By sadashin asilita, if you megala das, it's going to work. It's going to turn into a suyalita. So here too, it's a gili das. What's the Radva saying that no, lo mafkinu mamayna with a gili das? What do you mean? We are mafkinu mamayna with a gili das. A gili das tells me that it's a sada siyolita. So it's like the Dimakir, it should be loigar. It has to be at least like a sada siyolita, that it should be yada ala yaina, that you should get noitul, kam adam roitul litam besada zulunaita. And then he says, and even the Rosh, if you remember in Sif Gimel, the Shita's of Rosh was, that gili das doesn't work to make an ena suyolita and a suyolita. It's like the Divrei Malkiel. That's only when the gili das took place after the yerida. But if you made a gili das before the yerida, before the guy was yerid and mashbiach, then even the rush would be made that turned into already a sada suyolita. He was already megal das that he likes such a job to be performed. So it's a sada suyolita. So avadi should be yodala yoyne. What's going on? As I affect the Divrei Malkiel. Lamai segeret, this last kash Divrei Malkiel is only on the first shlav of the Radvaz. When the Radvaz says that Gila Mislam Afkinim Amayna, but then the Radvaz is Messiah that there's no Gila Das at all. He holds that because he Bedafka chose a guy and not a Yid, that shows that he didn't really want it and there's no Gila Das at all. So if there's no Gila Mislam at all, then this Kasha is not sure either. It's only Shre on that first Shlav of the Ramah. I mean, at the end of the day, the Radvaz L'chayr is correct. Ain't Shlikus L'Hakam, and if you hold that the Chidshah Radvaz there's no Gila Das as well, then the Hanami, the guy's going to get Yadal Taktoino. There's a Imre Bina in Gvias Choyv Simon Chav Chest, Imre Bina tells on the end of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, but we're going to give the guy a shvua that he really didn't mean to hire the guy. Because if he really meant to hire the guy, even if Zain Shtikl Zakam, then he blives like a Yerid B'Shus, and he's going to have to pay like a Yerid B'Shus. Skara Mashalim. So Frekta Imrebina, what's going on? First he wants to know, where does this shul come from? We have a car, you never give a shul unless it's a Tainas Bari. So who's there to say that there's a Tainas Bari, that the guy really meant to hire him? And Afilu, there is a halacha that when there's no Tainas Bari, but if there's Raglaim Ledovah, there's a Gili Das, there's a Raglaim Ledovah, that something's smelly, that something's fishy here, then we can give a shul. He says, no Raglaim Ledovah here either. The Radaz himself just said that there's no Gili Milsa, because he bedafka sent the Shlichas through a guy, not through a Yid. So if there's no Gili Milsa and there's no Tainas Bari, where do you have such a shul? Then he says, maybe. Right, correct, maybe. I hear, I'm a suspect on that, maybe. But then he says that even the shrew wouldn't pass. What's the shrew? That I didn't mean it at the time. So like the Imri Bina, I'll say that he did mean it. And still he's going to be potter. Why? He says like this. The guy changed his mind later on. Itaka b'shas mais, when he sent John, he meant it. And later on, before the guy was here in the text of Deo, he changed his mind. A guy has a right to change his mind. Bishloim, if I hire you, and I tell you, could Yerid B'Shus go down and work my field? And now I want to change my mind. If I want to change my mind, I better call you up and notify you before you go down. But if not, it's like Dvaram Shebelev. I already instructed you I'll pay, and I can't decide unilaterally believe that I changed my mind. I have to notify. And if I'm not notifying you, then you're still being Yerid Apitzivuyi, that I told you to come down, so then you're entitled. You're still a Yerid B'Shus. But here, to the extent that there's Ein Shlichus La'akam, that the Rav Daz never fell away from. So Zain Shlichus Akam. So I never instructed the guy. It's just you're giving me a shul what I meant. So let's say Takam sitting in my room and he mean that he should go down. And then I changed my mind. It's not a problem. The whole meaning in the Lekachili was only Beliboy. So now I can change my mind, Beliboy. So as long, even if I Takam meant, I sent John to notify Shimon. But as long as I changed my mind before Shimon actually went down, I have a right to change my mind. There's no problem. Daitech Shalada Mishtanis. My mail is like the Imre Bina that this shul wouldn't even pass. No makor for the shul, he said, and even the shul wouldn't pass. You would have to give him to make sure that he didn't change his mind. That he meant it, and he still meant it even when the guy was a Yerid. But anything short of that, he says, about the guy's going to be potter. Blitz chiddush, mamish a blitz chiddush. A guy, mamish pleish tekel. Send a guy as a shlichus, get the guy to go down, and if they say, call tuf, to sada shena ziyolita, I give you like yad ala takdeinu. Gewaldik. No? So blitz. All right.
You say you can change your mind. Why don't you say later when we have, if you make a gather around it or whatever, you say, oh, Megaladas. No. I can change my mind now.
Okay, because as we say, Megaladas, nothing really changed. You're Megaladas now, so we assume. So the Chazaner says, well, depending on the chat, but we assume that you always want. Why now should you want it? But now you're giving him a shua. So you shouldn't give him a shua that he meant it then. Give him the shua al emes. Give him a shua that he still meant it when the yard went down. Let's say he did mean it then and he changed his mind. He has a right to change his mind. You're just saying we don't assume he changed his mind. Good, but if you want to know, does he have a right? He has a right to change his mind. So you should have to give him a shua that he still wants it right now. All right. Right, but the Radvaz holds that for that there's no Gili Musa, because he told the guy not a Yid. And we're only getting him that he didn't really mean it, but Kavanosai. So it's his Kavano, that's only Beliba. If it's Beliba, he's allowed to change his mind Beliba as well. In the Radvaz's world, that there's no Gili Musa and there's no Shlikis, and he's only getting Malz's Kavano, so let him change his Kavano.
But he gave him his Kavano,
He meant it, and now he changed his mind. So by the time the Yerida happened, by the time the Shrach happened, he changed his mind. All right, it's a Chiddush. Next halacha. The Mechabe says, Shem Hoysa Atzah Yisera LaShvach Neitel Atzah, which is a big Chiddush. You're getting Atzah more than the Shvach. The Shvach was $100, and Atzah was $200. I'm going to get $200 worth of Atzah, and get reimbursed for my Atzah, which is more than the Shvach itself. What is this halacha learned down from? So that's a Machlokes. The Rav Magid, over here in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, granted the Be'er Gula brings it down, Bekitza over here, says that this is learned out from the halacha of a shutif. There's a Gemara. The Gemara Babasim Membez says, which is going to be mitzvah from the next halacha, Halach Sifhei, hopefully we'll get to it tonight, is that if you're a shutif is a chiddush din, that a shutif who's mashbiach, a sadeh she'ena asu yolita, is dinoi ka asu yolita, has the same halacha as if he was mashbiach, a sadeh asu yolita, shaloi b'shus. Just like someone who's Majbiyak Asada Asuyalita, even though it's Shalab Shos, gets Kama Adam writes a litim Asada Zula Naita, gets like a Shasal, gets like an Aris. So too, a Shutif, he has a bailus in it that he is entitled to get that even when it's a Asada She'ein Asuyalita. Zokta Rava Magid, now a Shutif is like a Yoyid Bishos, and the Gemara says it's just like the same din of a Yoyid Shalay Bishos Besada Asuyalita. So now we know, Dr. Rava Magid, that the halacha of a Yoyid Bishos is the same halacha, A equals B equals C. It's like a shutif, which is like a Yoyid Shalay Bishos Besada Asuyalita. So we know that his din is just like a Sada Asuyalita. And Dr. Rava Magid, the Chaynira, that the din by a Sada Asuyalita is the same, by Sada Asuyalita will be the same halacha that he's going to get Yod Al Yoyna, that will get Haitzah Yisera Al Ashvach, or Shvach Yisera Al Haitzah. That's the Rava Magid. The Lashon of the Rambam, which is the Mechamed Sif Aleph, doesn't use that Lashon Yod Al Yoyna. He uses a Dishman Lashon. He says, so if the Rav Magid nearly that, that's what that means. That means yada la yoyna, that if you have a tzoy yisera la shvach, you get the itza, and if it's shvach yisera la tzoy, you get the shvach. Bekitza, loyte Rav Magid, Siv Dalid yada la yoyna, and Siv Aleph is the exact same halacha. He even teaches the Gemara like that. It's the exact same halacha that you're going to have yada la yoyna, you'll have the best of both worlds. Hatzah yisera la shvach. That's a Rava Magen.
That's not the same. If I hire somebody to do something for a certain amount of money, he has to swallow the tzoas is more than that. Or and same thing, he doesn't get shvach. I get the shvach. He just.
I know, but here you didn't hire him. You didn't give him a dollar. He didn't. You didn't make up a price. He was Yod Shalay Bishos. He has a din of Kama Adam Ritzalitain, which is like that din of Yod Aliyah, who get a Shvach. He won't get the full Shvach that we saw in Sif Aleph. He'll get the Chelik of the Shvach like a Shasel normally takes. But that's like he's getting Shvach. But the Chiddush of the Rav Magid is that the other way around, if the Haitzais will be Yisera Lashvach, he'll be entitled to the Haitzais, which is Yisera Lashvach, just like a Yoyid Bishos is entitled to Haitzais, Yisera Lashvach. Excellent. We're going to get to it. One second. We're going to get to it. That's the Rav Magid. However, if you look in the Goyin, in Sif Katan Zayin, let's say. Sif Katan Zayin, he says, where's the Makar to this halacha? He says, it's a Tsefta. Not from the Gemara Baba Basar that the Rav Magid quoted. Pfusha Tesefta. Tesefta says in Pergud the Baba Kama, Hayeru lo techuvasa shakaveru ubana shalai bishus, shaman lovi adala taktoina. Hayeru bishus, shaman lovi adala yaina, mafush, keitza ad yodala yaina, mashvach yesa loitza, naisin lo yesa shvach, mamatsa yesa lashvach, naisin lo yesa tzar. So mafusha Tesefta. That's the Makar to this halacha. Then look at the Goyin and Sif Katan Tes. So the guy on this halacha which says from a haisa tzoy yisrael ashrach neita loitzah. So the guy that's only over here kaven sheyard b'shus because he was a yard b'shus, he was hired. Ava b'siv gimel, but in siv gimel where there was only a gili milsa, a gili das. After the Yoyin, even though there too the Mechabit says that Lashon Yod Al Yoyinah, Zag the Goyin over there, Ein Noito Yeis Al Shvach, you will not get the Itzoy Zisei Al Shvach, Kevan the Yorad Shalai Bishos, because you are Yorad Shalai Bishos. A blitz of the Goyin. The Goyin is Mechalik. Gevaldik HaChiddush. That in Siv Dalet you get Itzoy Zisei Al Shvach. But in Siv Gimel, when you are Yoyid Shalay Bishos, even though you had a Gile Das Tanechalay, you're not going to get a Shpitz Yadalo Yoyin. That means you're not going to get a Tzara Haitzah Yisera Lashvach. And Memela, let's just take it to the next step. Memela Kosh again in Siv Aleph, it'll be a regular Sada HaSuyalita, and there was no Gile Das. Kosh again over there, you're not going to get a Tzara Yisera Lashvach. That's what will come out like the Goyin. So he's arguing with the Rav Magid. Exactly. He's arguing with the Rav Magid. Means, let's take each halacha separately. In Siv Gimel, by Gili Das, the Goyin says, Lahedya, you will not get Haitzah Yisera Lashvach. Like the Rav Magid, for sure you're going to get Haitzah Yisera Lashvach. La halacha, we have a Levush, and we have the Sma in Siv Katan Zayin, says, Lahedya, that in Siv Gimel, you will get Haitzah Yisera Lashvach, not like the Goyin. So you have a Levush, Sma, and a Rav Magid, not like the Goyin. Sif Aleph le'degoyin, for sure you're not going to get a tzay yisera l'shrak. And even in Sif Aleph, we have, if you recall, the Nesivus HaMishpat in Sif Kan Aleph said right away, by Sada Asi Alita, even though you're Yerid Shalai Beshus, you will get a tzay yisera l'shrak. So over there, you have a Nesivus which goes like the Rav HaMagid, not like the Goyin. Because the Goyin is taking on basically everyone on every step of the way. In Sif Dalid, he has a different makar, but he's taking on everyone in Sif Gimel and Sif Aleph. He holds you will not get a tzay yisera l'shrak. Only in Sif Dalet you're going to get a tzay yisera l'shrak. And by the way, in Sif Aleph there's also a Prisha. Prisha says it like the Nesivus, that even by Sada Ha'asiyah Lita, Yerit Shalai Beshos, you will be a tzay yisera l'shrak. All right. It happens to be a Nesivus in Reish Samach Dalet, Sif Gon Gimel, is mashman, not like this Nesivus. He says L'chay himself over there. He says, Adava Poshit, Yenanantah to Atzoy Yisera L'Shvach. So that is mashman, yeah, like the Goyin. Okay, but at the end of the day, he's going on each Shlav. Now let's just take the Goyin up, understand. Taich, Yod El Yoyna, Yehien Diz El Yoyna. You have the choice, either Atzoy or Shvach, whichever is better for you. It's like the Goyin, but that's not in Gimel and Aleph. So Bishloim and Aleph, I have no problem. And Aleph, we don't use that Lashon. We just use the Lashon, Aim Din Kamal Adam Reitz Elitein. A different din, no problem. But in Sif Gimel, the Mechabe says Lahedya, and it's not just Mechabe, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says Lahedya on Sif Gimel, when you have a Gile Das, Yodoy Al Ha El Yoyna. So Bishloim, like to all the Achrayim and the Rav HaMagid, Aim Nisin, Yodoy Yenet, Kipshuta. You say a shrak, take a tzor. Shrak you say a tzor, you take shrak. But like the Goyin, you're never going to get a tzor, you say a shrak in Sif Gimel. Only shrak. You get a shrak, whatever the shrak is. So what's the yod al-yayin? It's one din. The din is, you get shrak. If the shrak is a dollar, get a dollar. Shrak is $1 million, get $1 million. Whatever, like a shasal of $1 million. But you're only going to get shrak. You're never going to get a tzor, you say a shrak. So why is the mechabe say a lashon, yod al-yayin? Isaiah Frechter, Evan Ozel, over there in Gzeilav Aveda Pergur Alok HaZayin, he isn't a Goyin, it doesn't pass the Lashon, Yad Al Yenet, what's going on? The Mai Sigaret.
What's the
Goyin?
What do you do?
You get Shvach. It's not Yad Al, but it's not Al Yoyin either. You'll get Shvach. It means Yad Al Taktoin, you always get the lower of the two. This will get Shvach. Your din is to get shrak, like Sif Aleph. That's shrak. You get like a shasl, you get your chelik and the shrak, and that's it. But you're not going to get yod al yayna. What's the yod al yayna? So the losh in yod al yayna is a bit shver. The ma'isel, this is already a machloikas v'shoinim. This machloikas achroinim, goyin, nesivis, precious, ma, all that is already a machloikas v'shoinim. And the Mukhi Yosef says, Lahedya, b'shem the rif, the harbi min ha-mafarshim zal, the noito kola tza'osai afo pishu yosem min ha-shvach. What's the reason? His reason is, devade nechlu b'mayda ovid. He certainly wanted it. He was megaladas, or it's a sada siyalita. Uki'ilu yared meidaitam dami. It's as if he's a yared b'shus. It's as if he hired him. As if he went down meidaitam dami. So memeli is going to get haitzah yisrael ashrak. That's like the Rav HaMagid. And then on the other hand, you have the Ran, and the Talmid HaRashba that the Beis Yosef brings down over here in Sif Beis, that they're matmiya. They bring down such a pshat. And they're matmiya. How you talking? How is it shaykh? You're yared shaloi b'shus. How's it shaykh? You're get more than I know you provided. You mahanim a dollar and you're going to get $100? It's crazy. Why would I want to pay $100 for a dollar shrak? How could you force me on that? You never asked me. I never hired you. How could a yoyed shaloi b'shus ever get more than the shrak itself? Oh, we're going to get there in a second. So mamele, they argue, and the b'kitzah, they're going like the goyin. They hold that you cannot entitled to tzal yisrael l'shrak. And there really is a third shita. And the third sheet is like this. The sheet is a Meiri, is mashma. And really, it's Betzim, the Gemara is mashma like that. On the Sif Aleph, he's mechalik between Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. On Sif Aleph, when you are Yerich Alei Beshus and Asada Siyalita, the Gemara says this Lashon, Oim Din Kama Adam Reitz Alitim Zada Zulanoita, like the Mechaba. And when it comes to Sif Gimel, when you Megaladas, there the Lashon of the Gemara is Yada Ala Yaina. Changes the lashon of what happens. Miri's mavur, the takets, cholik the din. You are in Sif Gimel when you megala das. You do get a festa yod al yayin, and you will get a tzay yisera lashvach. But in Sif Aleph, when you're just a yerich lo b'shus, even by a sada siyalita, that's not spitz. That's not as good as gili das. And there you only get shvach. You will not get a tzay yisera lashvach. He's mechalik between Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. I mean, Sif Gimel gili das on the ena siyalita is even better then a yerid shelo b'shus an asuya lita. That's like kumtais. And this is like a middle ground, middle territory, that, and it's grabbed a mudrik like that in Mechava. The Aruch HaShulchan goes, seemingly goes with that. He has a slight nuance to it. But over here, look in Sefein Sevov, when he brings down this halacha of Sef Aleph, if it's taka, you get shvach. When he brings in the halacha of Sef Gimel, taka, he taka says, you get a tzai, you say, alay shvach. So he's l'choy going like this shita. And there's Evan Ozil's mashma like that as well. He has a different question, but the bottom line is, that's already a third shita. How do we paskin? I think we have to wait to know how we paskin, but we get to Sifhei. But if the whole Rava Magid was gemoit on the Gemara of Baba Basra Membeza Mebeis, that's coming from Shotif, that a Yerid B'Shus is like a Shotif, and a Shotif is like a Sada HaAsiyolita of a Yerid Shalei B'Shus by a Sada HaAsiyolita, and therefore the Rava Magid equates all the halachas, so we really have to know what the halacha Shotif is, and whatever the halacha Shotif is, and I know what these halachas are going to be too, because they're all the same halachas, and we really have to going to have to wait to Sifhei to find that out. But that's what, and I'll say even better, if a Shotif is not going to be Yodah Ala Yoyna to take Hatzoy Yisera LaShvach, and a Shutif is a Shtikal Mandami, it's a Bailam, it's a Shutif, then Kol Shekein a Yerid Shalei B'Shus is not going to get Hatzoy Yisera LaShvach. And we're going to see that there is such a Shita that a Shutif doesn't get Hatzoy Yisera LaShvach. So depending how we pass a Shutif, that's how it's going to happen, that's how we're going to pass it over here. Right, but Shuta Magid is, even without the Rava Magid, the Rava Magid was only taking to the next step and plugging it into Sif Dala by Yerid B'Shus. But there is a Gemara that just says, equates Shutif to a Yerid Shalei B'Shus by Siyalita. So let's find out what we pass him by Shutif, and then we'll know what the Halach is by Yerid Shalei B'Shus and Asada Siyalita. So we really have to wait off. If you have a little patience, well, hopefully we'll get to it soon, we'll get to Sif Hey. I just want to first take apart the problems that the Olam is asking. And it's bothering me, gefeluch. And I asked around, this is mamish muttering me, what does it mean, hatzah yisera l'shvach? The mitzias, just peich. Hatzah yisera l'shvach. The guy does hatzah $200, and the shvach is only $100. So if you tell me it's ena siyolita, it's a bad business investment, I now know why it's bad. You invested $200, and you only get $100 worth of shvach. It's ena siyolita, it's poor. Bad idea. But we're talking about even a sada asuyalita, right? With a whole bunch like it's a chrenim, rishonim. If even by a sada asuyalita, do you get a tzah, yisera l'shvach? If it's a sada asuyalita, that means it's the responsible thing to do. It's what you're supposed to be doing with the sada. How could you say you're supposed to be spending more money than the shvach of the sada?
Personal use.
Oh. Very good. So that's why I wanted to suggest that maybe it's talking about that for personal use you have the benefit. It means you want a house. But you have to say, but it has to be oimid for everyone. It's an objective for everyone to do it. I would say, like, with a nuance, is like, let's say you plant a sada with trees. So if you want to know how much shvach is be'en, how much did the value of my property go up because there are trees planted, maybe it's only $100. But you want to know, is it a good business? It is, because every year I make $300 worth of payers. I make profit off the payers of the trees. So let's say, in that case, the shrach is only $100, and the tzol, let's say, to the trees is $200, but it's still a good business investment because I'll make $300 every year on the profit of the payers, even though the field as a whole doesn't go up in value so much.
The way that's possible is doing it is a better use for it. Because if that was the use, then it would be worth more money. It's always going to pay for that increase.
The shrach was there.
If it's a bit
I'm going to pay for that increase, unless, granted, that if I grew wheat instead of planting apples, it would be worth much more, so then someone's not going to pay me for it.
You're saying economics, it won't work out. I got to think about that. Okay, fine. That's what I was...
If it's $300 worth, then the shvach is more.
That's what you're trying to say, but no, because on the
if this income stream.
One second, let's talk practical on the property. People have properties. We're known to planting trees and our properties and farming the properties, right? It's in a residential neighborhood. It's to build a house, right? And I go ahead and I build a house that cost $400,000 just for the materials of the house, and I build a house. Did the property go off $400,000? Love Dafka. A guy wants maybe a new property to build his own dream house. It's no longer a dream house, it's a real house. He wants Dafka to be able to build a dream house.
No,
so
$2 million, it wouldn't go up the value of the house.
Huh?
What? $2 million, it wouldn't go up the value of what he put in.
You think it would? Yeah?
Sure.
have a kid. I don't
understand the question. The shmach, you didn't know what the shmach would be. After you planted it, then it appreciated. You didn't know how much before you
planted. Wait a minute. Why did he plant those trees? Because he's trying to mashbig my soda. So what was he doing?
The general, it made sense. It made sense. But then eventually it didn't pan out.
Oh, it didn't pan out. Okay, we're going to get to that shot soon. One second. We'll see what that means. Okay, so now just let's take this.
What is the
shrach? By shrach of a kli? It improved, I don't know, improved in value. I don't know. It could be improved in value. Maybe improved because you're high. But that's a woman. So we made up a price. So that doesn't bother me. Here, we didn't make up a price. And you want to know, I'm limited to hatzah or shrach. If there's no shrach, so what does it mean I'm getting outside say a shrach? So how's this your leader? What's the mitzvah going on? It should go shrach on the mitzvah. But one thing l'chayr is klar, is that shrach not all the time means shrach. Like the marshal, when it's shrach, yes, alatza, I don't get all the shrach. I only get my chelik of the shrach. I get like a shasa, like a kablan, like an oris of the shrach. So the lashon sometimes is lav davka. So, you know, it's funny, because when you're reckoning, it's just mitzis, it's funny. When you're reckoning, you're reckoning not the shrach of a shasa, you're reckoning the real shrach, the value of the land. But when you're reckoning shrach yes alatza, no, then we reckon the shasa price. Means, just not to confuse the Olam, let's say the value of the land appreciated $300, and let's say typically to hire a shasa to do that is $100, and let's say the atza is $200. So is that shrach yes alatza, atza yaseh alashrach? I mean, it's shrach is yes alatza, but it's atza yaseh on the chelik of the shrach that he gets, on the shasa price. He's going to get, well, if I hold that you don't get, like, if I hold like the going, you don't get atza yaseh alashrach, then you're only going to get the $100, the shasa price. L'chayah, I don't know. Unless you say no, but chutz, there was shrach in the land, so I'm entitled to $200 worth of that shrach because I made the atzos. Maybe I don't know, but you're still not going to get the shrach on top of the atzos. I'm just saying that the lashonis are lashonis mushal; they don't always work out. But if I'd be right, if this is the pshat, then it should come out that anyway the lashon of Yad Aliyah is really not correct or not bedavka. Why? Because like you're being ma'ira. Is that really I'm entitled to the shaso price. I'm not entitled to the tzos, and I'm not entitled to the shrach. I'm entitled to the shaso price, whatever the normal price of a shaso is. For example, let's say the appreciation was $100, and the tzos was $200, and for some reason the shaso gets paid $300, because he might say $200 a tzos, and he has to make some money himself. So his profit is above the tzos, right? Every shasa, whatever the tzais is, builds a house. It's his chayma, the materials, it's 400. He needs to make a profit himself. So that price would automatically be higher than the tzais. So if you have, actual shvach $100 and tzais $200 and the shasa price $300, he'll be entitled, if you hold, he's entitled to shvach yes al tzah, he'll be entitled to $300 worth of stuff, of a payment, right? So then what does it mean? He's not getting that tzai, he's getting more than that tzai. He's going to get the shvach of a shasel, he'll get like a kavlan, which is more than that tzai. And forget, if you'll have a shvach yes al tzai, he's still going to get the kavlan. But kids, at the end of the day, his halach is not yad al yana. The halach is not a tzai, yisrael, shvach yes al tzai. It's a different halach in Gansan. His halach is to take like a shasel. I don't care, I don't care, shrak, I care shasel. Your halach is to get like a shasel. So what's the lashon, hatzai yisrael, shrak? That's not the halacha. It's not a good lashon. The lashon to be noita, like it says in Tzivalev, lita aimin kama adam reitzah lita masadah zulunaita. That's what you should get. That's anyway your halacha. You're not limited just to your tzais. You can get anyway beyond your tzais. And how do I know you're going to get beyond your tzais? I kind of think it's a tzor, but it's a mefusha ben yoynesen. But ben yoynesen b'tzay tzor has a different pshat how you can have a tzais halashak. Ben yoynesen says like this: the case is that the guy planted the field. And it was a tzai yisrael shrach. Why? Lo yitzlichu netiyosev. Because his trees weren't matzliach. They didn't grow properly. He planted, he did everything right. It was taka oimed for trees. He planted the right trees. And for some reason, the Rebbeinu Sholem Firtevelt, for some reason, these trees didn't grow. They didn't grow properly. So it comes out that his tzai is yisrael shrach. Zok to Rebbeinu Yonison, b'chai gavno. You're not going to just give him the actual shrach. You're going to give him as if the trees would have been matzliach. What would you have given him? If his trees would have been matzliach, you would have given him like a shasel? Then he deserves to be paid like a shasel now too. Even though the shrach is limited, and maybe there's no shrach at all, because of slichu b'chlal, still you're going to give him as if the trees would have been matzliach, because that's what he was aiming to do. His lashon is, you know why you're going to give him the full price? Sheratzel netiyah, because the Bailam wanted the netiyah anyway. Ben shel tzlichu netiyah, ben shel lo tzlichu. That was the risk of planting trees. The mazal le balakaka garam. The reason why they weren't successful was must be the mazal balakaka garam because shel tzlichu shamilonis. So you see, mafurish in the Ben Yenis, and the formula is not haitzais, and the formula is not shach. The formula is you give him kishasel as if his trees would have been matzliach. So anyway, the lashon of the mechaber is l'chayr lav davka. It's a shel lashon. What's going on? But at least what you see in the Ben Yenis and a new pshat, and how you can have a tzay, you say l'shach. He did everything right, but someone else too, the Rabbi Yisrael fit the belt, and Rabbi Yisrael made sure that it didn't work. So now you could have, sorry, you say l'shvach, that you'll be entitled to get paid your full price like a shasim. That's Rabbi Yisrael pshat. I just think that if that would be the pshat here, he needs a beer. Like, who cares that later on the trees want matzliach? Like, who cares? Everything is always done, the shasta yirida, the marshal, the guy who's going to hold. And the Rishonim are going to hold that by Yoy Chulei Beshus, by Gila Das, you're not going to get Hatzal Yisrael Ashrach. How could that be? The guy was Megala Das, the Nekele. He liked the way the trees were planted. Or it was a Sada Sialita to plant the trees. And then 3 months later, the trees went sour. So therefore what? You already Megala Das. You like the trees. It's a Sada Sialita. I did everything right. It's Commander Sechreid on me. Of course you're going to get Hatzal Yisrael Ashrach. Of course you're going to get like a Shasam. How's it Shaykh to argue with Rabbi Yonis and B'chai Gavna, or the Rav Magid, you see, Rabbi Yonis went like the Rav Magid. How's the Shaykh to argue with that? It's Parshat. But the less Breira, I think, Pshat Rabbi Yonis is that it went sour, not 3 months later. It went sour now, B'teich to Yerida. The guy did Yerida, and let's say part of the Yerida planting trees is also to water it the first 3 weeks, till it like takes root, or whatever it is. And while he's doing that, the trees got lost. The trees were light tzlichu, they have sidu. It's in the time of the Yerida. Avada, we all reckon. Remember we said last week, we have to always reckon the time of Yerida, Yukra, Vazula. We always reckon the time of the Yerida. But in the Yerida itself, the Yerida wasn't just the planting of the trees. The Yerida was planting the trees and make sure the trees are going to have a kiyum. During the Yerida time, the trees went sour. So you allow it tzlichu in the shasa Yerida, then, yes, and I hear, I can have a machlekes, and maybe b'chai gam, I'm not going to give you a tzayel shrak, there was no shrak. But if at the time there was shrak, and later on, it was loy tzlichu, who cares? If there was shrak, that's not a tzayel shrak, that's shrak yes al tzay, there was shrak at the time of the Yerida. If you want to say a car, you could say a car, maybe.
Not working.
But by Yoyd Bishus, you can't say a car. And by Gilu Das, you can't say a car. By Yoyd Bishus, you can't say a car. So if you was Megala Das, they liked the trees. And then the day later, they got spoiled. So now, you could say what? You ready with Megala Das? You like the trees. What do you want? You're ready, Megal Das. So that's not how you say Alatrak. That's Shvach Yatzalatzah. And then your Shvach went out the window later on. Elamai means b'shas ma'isa, or like the Nesivitz's case over there in Reish Samagdalid, where the guy was trying to save the guy's chamar, which was drowning, and he spent money, and it didn't work. Something like that. And while he was trying to do it, let's say the case where he fed the cat, and for some reason the cat didn't eat it, or whatever, the cat died. So it didn't work, b'shas. You've been trying to be mashbiach, but if it happened, the wash rack, and later on, Davish and Eschadish, that was nifsat, that's shrach yisatzah, that's not how you say halashrach. All right. But anyway, at least now we have a new shot in how we can have a case of a Tzoyah Shehel Lashrach.
Well, what happens if there's a normal price, he wants a normal price for it, but it ended up costing him more for whatever reason?
I don't know what that means. But
meaning the normal price.
I don't know what that means, because when we say you give the normal price of a builder, of a shasel, a kablin, that means including materials. So what do you mean it ended up costing more? Why did it cost more? If it cost more, because the kablin up front misled you and only told you it's going to cost $200, now it really costs more. Okay, he didn't mislead you. He didn't discuss the price with you. How could it cost more that he didn't? What does that mean it cost more that he knew? We're downing an objective number. We're downing what a shasel, the normal objective shasel would take. So if it went up because the cost of materials went up, so then now the normal shasel will also charge more because the cost of the materials went up. So that is the price. It's already built into the price of his shasel price.
The beginning of the price of the,
but here we're not talking,
goes up.
I know, but here he didn't make a price at the beginning.
What?
He didn't make a price at the beginning. He was a yod shalai b'shus. No, or even a Yoy Bishus without a price.
No,
so the price is whatever a normal person would pay for such a job. No, if it went up, so now the market's going to go up. As a whole, it's going to go up. Now it's going to be a higher price. So how could you? How is it shaykh to say it went up? It went up before he planted. So if it went up before he planted, now the yerida is at a higher price because now the market charges more for such a yerida.
I wasn't understood. The shvach is a tzav. So if the tzav was $100,
right?
The shvach would be $205. That means that this his tzav is included in the shvach. So you paid the guy a shvach yes or tzav.
Right. You give him his shaso price
on top of that tzav.
Right. Which is on top of that tzav. Correct. But how do you have a tzav yisrael less shvach?
His tzav was $100.
Right.
He made back $150 on investment. So the tzav is the tzav's original. He invested $100 to make back $50.
To make back, no, the shvach is not the net shvach if I pay that tzos. No. Yeah, but you see now, the Rishonim will say now, because when you're reching, I tell you, sell a track, but running, if there's any shvach ben, and we reckon with the shvach ben, you get, the lashon is even, you get hatzah kishir hashvach. You get hatzah as much as the shvach is be'en. It's not the net profit. No, that's, yeah, but that's not like that. That's not the pshat. We have three sheets. Either light the guy and only sif dalid gets a tzayis halashvach. Light this middle sheet to miri and may aruch hashuk and even sif gemo sif and even nozzle even sif gemo get a tzayis halashvach. Light the prisha nesivis rava magid now rabbi yonason and the nemuki yisa b'shem arif v'harbi mevorshim zal even sif aleph you're gonna get a tzayis halashvach. That's how it should come out. All right, now what does it mean, Shvach Yes Alatzah? That's Mefurish, Dr. Rava Mag, Dr. Sma. That's certainly like Sif Aleph. It means, Lesifkan Chesed Sma says, Shanoita B'Shvach Kesha Shas Le'ir. You don't get all the Shvach. Again, you get your Chedek in the Shvach Kesha Shas Le'ir.
Usually you get
the Shvach. No, he only gets a Chedek of the Shvach. He gets a third, or if he's only planting the tree itself, so he'll get what the normal kablan gets for planting trees.
What's the difference in shvach? So if don't you get paid, let's say the price is my cost was $100, and you get paid above that.
You get paid above that, whatever kablan would normally charge. That's.
What's the difference? What was more? What was less?
Oh, so that's what I'm telling you. I don't know where the lashon coming from because Yod Al Yoni is really loved Afka. At the end of the day, you're always going to get keshasel. So the lashon is a bit
shvach.
Yeah, l'chayra. Like, when is it shaykh? In Siv Dalet, Bishlam, if you tell me you don't deserve a Tzayyusher Leshvach, so then you have to tell me you're not going to get Tzayyusher Leshvach. Good. But when you're getting Yod Al Yoyna of Siv Dalet, that it's Mamish Yod Al Yoyna, so what does it mean a Tzayyusher Leshvach? You get one din, you get Kishasa, whatever that din is. I don't know. All right, let's move on. Let's do the Ramah. Zak the Ramah, then Bala Sad who Atzmei Oris. If the Bala Sad himself is an Oris, so he doesn't need you to be yerid. So Enechanami, it's a gavaldik asod, it's a suyelit, it's gavaldik, he's megaladas, mamish spitz gavaldik. But he doesn't need you, he could do it himself. Then chazali is dinoi, automatically this field turns into keena asuyelita, turns automatically into an ena asuyelita. Because for such an aris, he doesn't want to hire someone to plant trees. Rak sheshomen kamareti lidin shalei tzarek l'trek v'atzmai. Just he'll give you a pittance. He'll give you that you saved him. Mamish doesn't have to roll up his sleeves and sweat that day. So he'll give you a little mamish that you benefited him that he didn't sweat. But that's it. You're not going to get like a regular yard.
Das doesn't affect that.
Who?
Das doesn't affect that.
Even if you megaladas. You megaladas later on that you were ashamed of the trees. So you were ashamed of the trees. But lamais is... you could do it yourself. So avadi, you want the trees. And you want the trees, and you wanted to plant the trees too, because you're an artist, you know how to plant the trees. So you're only going to get what you saved. You saved, there's only this little tircha and the sweat that you saved. So you only get that.
No, because you listed it as a son of shame, so you lita. Usually gila das is not a
death. Give, okay, gila das makes the energy into nasuyalita.
Makes it nasuyalita.
Right, so even by nasuyalita will be the talacha. Frakta or chashuchon, mergeshuz matmiya. The Ramah is putting it the halacha of Yin Sivdala by Yerid Bashus. Yerid Bashus doesn't pass this halacha. We said, what's a chilek? If I hire you, I am an Urs. So some reason I don't want to do the job myself. I hired you. If I hire you, then later on the kid say, you know what, by the way, I'm an Urs myself. I didn't really need you, and therefore I'm not paying you. Are you crazy? You hired me. What are you doing? So if you look at the Makaris halacha, which is coming from Iran, B'Shem Arayvit, it's Lahedid, not going on this. It's Lahedid talking about a Yerid Shalei B'Shus, and the Dr. Moshe brings it down by Yerid Shalei B'Shus. He says, what's going on? How could you bring this halacha over here? Dr. Chashukah, nearly it's a Toy Seifahu, and it doesn't belong here. It belongs in the previous Sif and Sif Gimel, and that's where it belongs. And Echanami by Yerid B'Shus, there's no such patur of an aris. If you're an aris, oh, but you shouldn't hide me. If you hide me, then you're going to have to pay like a tatala. It's only by gilidas or by sada or yod shalabishis and sada yalita. Then you come home with this cheshbainis that you're aris anyway, so then it's really an inis yalita and you give him a little bit. But if you're yod bishus, avad, you're going to get a full price. It's interesting. If you remember, Rabbi Yisai, the Shach wants to say in the Sma that the Ramon Sif Gimel doesn't belong, Sif Gimel belongs in Sif Aleph. And this one in Sif Dariya belongs in Sif Gimel. The Druk of Mamish was chicken that day. Every Ramah is in the wrong place. It's Gavaldik. All right, as I come to Eisen Darach HaShukhan, let's move on. Let's go on to Sif. Hey, let's do Shotif. Baal Benikse Malug, Ishtay Ketana. A person's married to an Ishtay Ketana. Talach is that when she grows up, when she comes a gadayla, she has a right to be miyano. Say, I changed my mind. I'm not interested in this marriage anymore. And she could just walk out. Menes, that's it, no problem. So now the Baal has his wife sada, and is going to work the sada. If you're not going to give him a din of yad ala yana, like a yared b'shos, he's not going to work the sada. He's going to mamish batch up, because he's going to know that, oh, in another year from now, 6 months, and he's counting the clock. Once she becomes 12, she could be out of here. So I'm going to be mimashbir chasad, and then she's going to run with the field away, and I'm going to get nothing. I'm going to kill the field. So therefore, Chazal went along and made a takana that a baal b'nikse malug of ishtay kitano, his din is like a yared b'shos, and his yad ala yana. So Zakta Makava, Baal Benikse Malug Ishtay Ketana, one halacha, and hu adin vashutif. So to a shutif besada sheyesh lo chelik ba, he's a shutif in this very sada. Not a problem, he's a shutif in 10 other sadas. No, he's a shutif in this sada. He's a shtikal of bailim here. And he's mashbiach this sada. He has a day, he's a bailim. It's ki yerid b'shusein. They have a halacha like a yerid b'shusein. V'shamun lehem, v'yodim ala yoyna, noget like yod ala yoyna. Isaiah Zogt Machaba, he's going to have a din like a Yodo El Yoyna. Zogt Ramah, Va'ein Le'el, Seif Simen Kufayin Ches, Ve'Seif Simen Tov Dalet. If you look in the Ramah and the El, Seif Simen Kufayin Ches, the Ramah says that a Shotif is a Yod Bishos, which is Yodo El Yoyna, is only when Shvach is more than the Yitzah. But when Yitzah is Yisera La Shvach, he won't get the full Yitzah, he'll only get the Yitzah is Kishir Shvach. It says Dr. Amma. And what does it mean that he's a ki yoyid b'shos? It's with a chaf hadimyan. It's ki yoyid b'shos. It's ki yoyid b'shos that he'll be yod al yoyin to get shvach even by sada she'en asu yalita. But he's not mamish a yoyid b'shos to get even a tzor yisayr al shvach. Azay vayt nisht. And the Sma brings it down over here, and the mamish brings it down. It's only ki yoyid b'shos. That's how the Sma brings it down. All right, into Santa Alaka. So that's now we have a Ramah and a Sma. And the Sma says, Hu adin, that a Baal b'nikse malug ishtoi, will have the same halacha, that it will only be ki yoyid v'shus, that if it's shvach, yes, all itzah will be entitled to shvach, even by sadash enas yolita. But if it's a itzah, yisei la shvach, he will not be entitled to itzah, yisei la shvach. And Kepshuta, the Kavonis, the Sma is talking about ishtoi ketana. He doesn't say ishtoi ketana, but he means ishtoi ketana. Because by ishtoi gedel is no din that he has a din yoyid v'shus. As it's like to Beishmul, Lehedjo, in Simen Peiches, in Ebenezer, Sif Kotten Chof, he brings this man, he says, this man, Akoch meant Ishtay Ketana. Ishtay Ketana, there's no such halacha, there's no takana. But by Ishtay Ketana, this man says, it's only ki yod b'shus, that you'll get shvach, yes, al tzor. But you won't get mamish like a yod b'shus of a tzor, you say al shvach. That's what this man says.
Shut up, we'll let him make unilateral decisions, so long as it works, then he's fine.
If it works,
then he's fine.
If it doesn't work, he's going to get burnt.
Is there an issa like you said the last time about going into the...
We weren't sure if there's an issa, right? I mean, we were suffering. But here, this is a shtickle worse, because the mind says it's a sada she'ena siyolita. Right, so this, maybe he shouldn't be doing this unilaterally, but it, if he did do it, he will have the din of shvach yes ala tzor, but not a tzor yisei ala shvach. As is Dr. Ramah, and it's Ma plugs it in here, as if to imply that the Mechaba also holds like that. Now, the Mechaber to say like that is a shtickle chiddush. Why? Because the Mechaber just said the previous if yod ala yoyni, he taiched. Hatzoy yisayel l'shvach, neitol hatzoy, shvach yisayel l'tzoy, neitol shvach. And then in the next halacha, b'al m'niksim l'g ishtoy, and the shotev is kied b'shusein, like the previous halacha, v'sham lem yod ala yoyna. If this is not like the previous halacha, he's really taking it for a ride. He just said, it's like Yod B'shus V'yodam L'yayna, and he just touched the previous sif. In fact, the Rambam does even more. The Rambam puts all these halakas, Dalet and Eight, into one sif. It implies, at least the implication, is that it's all the same halacha. That's why I told you before that could be that Sivda was just a hakdama to Sivhei. But all right, at least the Ramah, the Sma, in the Mechaber as well, holds that it's only ki yoid b'shus, you won't get a tzah yisera ala shvach. Now, if you're going to hold like that, so now Rabbi Yisai, really this is a machlekes rishonim, major machlekes rishonim, if you're going to get by a shotif, when they teach the Gemara over there, that a shotif is his din, like a sada of a yoid b'shus, like a sada ha'si yalita, that's yoda ala yoyna, ki yoid b'shus, doesn't mean he gets a tzah yisera ala shvach. And that is a major machlekes rishonim of Abba Basa, major machlekes. Ma'imina v'mas milim, major machlekes. But la halacha, we now have a Ramah to tell me that a shotif does not get a tzah yisera ala shvach. Pusha Ramah. So now if I have to teach the Gemara of Abba Basra, Lamana emes lafia alach. I gotta teach the Gemara that a shutif takes kiyoyed b'shus just like a shayit shaloy b'shus by sada siyalita, which means he takes shvach yes al tov, but not a tzay yisera la shvach. So now I have a mufush in Gemara that hua did a yoyed shaloy b'shus by sada siyalita will not take haytzay yisera la shvach. Mufush in Gemara. Gemara equates the two. So if I hold like the Ramah over here by Shotif, I gotta hold that throughout the entire Simen, whenever I'm a Yerit Shalei B'Shus, I'm not gonna get a Tzai Yisei HaLashrach, like the Goyin. In fact, I bring it out a Kol Shekein, Madoch, a Shotif, and this halacha, by the way, is Sai by a Enos Yelita, by a Suyo Yelita. Madoch, a Shotif, even by a Suyo Yelita, doesn't take a Tzai Yisei HaLashrach, then a friend by a suyolita should take a tzoyis el eshvach. That's wild. A shutif a shtikal bailam doesn't get a tzoyis el eshvach. He's not much mamish pitz like a yared b'shus. So how could a friend take more? That's impossible. What's going on? Mamish apella. So if that's the case, and it's gishpat at least la halach in the Ramah, that you will not get a tzoyis el eshvach. In the middle, the Goyin's right. The Goyin said that in Sivalim Sivgimu you cannot get a tzoyis el eshvach. The Rav Magid who says you could, no problem, because Rav Magid holds over there, you could also. By Shotif, you also get a tzoyis el eshvach. No problem. But Lididan, we pass on like the Ramah, you don't get a tzoyis el eshvach. I've added the Goyin's right, you don't get a tzoyis el eshvach. Now it's a pella gadol. How could the Sma, the Prishin, the Sivis, what are they talking about? How could they pass on like Mamish? No problem, a tzoyis el eshvach. So a Fush Keneged, a Gemara. Like the Ramah's Gemara, we go like the Ramah. Is a Fushka negative Gemara? What's going on? And I saw the Beis Meir and Ebenezer and Simon Peches Siv Yud brings down the Sma's Matmi on the Sma. Here the Sma brings down the Ramah, and he's even teaching the Machaber like that. And the previous Siv Katan Zayin Ches, the Ramah says, by the way, over there throughout the Simon and Aleph and Gimel, you should know you're going to get a Tzay Yisrael Shrach as well. Mamishastir, Shutif doesn't get a Tzay Yisrael Shrach, and a friend that does get a Tzay Yisrael Shrach, Tarachin, he blames straight on the Sma. Bishlam in the Nesivis, I could say a Deich, I'll leave it with this Rabbi Yisai. The Nesivis, it's Mamish Adoichik, but he could say that the Nesivis was only touching up the Machaber. And the Machaber sheet is Taka Mashma that you're going to get a Tzay Yisrael Shrach. Because he equates it and he says it's Kiyar B'Shusain, and the Beishmul Lohedin Evanez Ataka teaches the Machaber like that. So I could say that what the Nesivis said in Sivkan Aleph is all in Sheetah's Machaber. I know it's a Deicha, but it's all in Sheetah. He's only teaching the Machaber. But Enechanam Lididan, if you go like the Ramah and Tim Kofayin Ches, that a Shutav is not Spitz, he doesn't get a Tzay Yisrael Shach, so the whole Tulia you won't get a Tzay Yisrael Shach. But the Sma who teaches the Machaber that you're going to get only Shrach has a tzob and not a tzoy sale track by Shotif, then how could he say before by a yoyit shalai b'shus he get a tzoy sale track? Mamash Rabbi says it's a tzorchi in Godel. Then the Nesivis is shtickle cook. Remember I said the Nesivis raised some Magdala, the Seisa himself here, and he goes like the Goyin. So, I mean, this is a spitz pilpul taira, but Sivis over there might be going la halacha, they go like the Ramah. And he's going in the Ramah. Mashayin came over here, he's only teaching the Machaba, so he goes like the Machaba. But the Sma is a Pela Godel, Tzarechin. So Lani is Dait. If you go like the Ramah, you have to go like the Goyin. That's why I said before, if you want to know how we can pass him, we got to wait for Shutif to know. If Shutif doesn't get a Tzayitzei Hachak, then the whole Simon is not going to get a Tzayitzei Hachak. Chutz when you're Yoyed Bishas. A good Tavak.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.